lesson from the letter of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans. Brethren, for man believes with his heart and is so justified, and he confesses with his lips and is so saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, and bestows his riches upon all who call upon him. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are men to call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole of creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. The saving words of the gospel. Well, today we celebrate the feast day of a beautiful saint, St. Francis Xavier. He was born in Spain, in the kingdom of Navarre, in 1506. And he belonged to a wealthy family, very well-to-do, into farming and so forth. They were very fortunate. And however, their fortunes did change terribly when their family and their property and so forth, their land was damaged during a war with Aragon. But in 1525, he went to Paris to study, and there he met Ignatius, and he joined a little company of men that were forming, and it rapidly, of course, grew into one of the most important institutions in the church in the Counter-Reformation period, and that is the Society of Jesus, and which we know as the Jesuits today now, sadly diminished in so many different ways, but once great and extremely important. Imagine the good that they could do were their members to fly right, as it were. Francis was sent as a missionary to India in 1542, and then to Japan after that, a few years later, in 1549. And he baptized, they think, hundreds of thousands of people at every level of society. He worked miracles, including raising from the dead someone who had even been buried the day before. He raised someone from the dead. His constant prayer was, oh God, give me souls. And we have letters that he wrote back to Rome, back to Ignatius. And they're strikingly beautiful letters. He died on the 2nd of December in 1552 in Goa. He was trying to go to China, and he never got there. But right on the edge of China, this little island, right off on the edge of China, he died. And his right arm was brought back to Rome, and that is now in the great church, the Jesuit church called the Gesù. He was canonized in 1622, together with Ignatius, and also Isidore, the farmer, and Teresa of Avila, and Philip Neri. You imagine, they were all canonized at the same time by Gregory the 15th. And that led to an interesting little quip that said that the Romans would quip that the Pope canonized four Spaniards and one saint. course, all of them were Spanish except Philip Neri, you know, who was Italian, of course, so they were four Spaniards in one scene. So, in any event, the greater share of Francis Xavier's relics are in Goa, but you can venerate his arm, the one that he used to baptize in the church in Rome, and many, many of the times that I've gone into that church and prayed before that relic, and then on the other side of the church at the tomb of Ignatius, especially for the conversion of so many Jesuits who have gone astray. Let us ask God today through the intercession of St. Francis Xavier to bring to the brothers of this great saint in that society to a clearer and deeper understanding of who they are called to be in that society, so that they can be such a force for good today as they have been in the past at different times of the church's history, and especially in the Counter-Reformation. And let us ask Francis Xavier, as well as Ignatius Loyola, whose relic I have right up here behind me, either to bring this great and beautiful society that they have back to orthodoxy, sanity, and sanctity, or shut it down completely and suppress it for good. And I do mean for good, not just in a lasting way, but for the good of all, including its own members. Dominus obisum, oremus. Veritas mea et misericordia mea cum ipso et in nomine meo exultati recordum eius.